Ephesians 4 today. Hope you're having a good week, a good weekend. This was kind of a busy one for me. We have the Des Moines Marathon in town this weekend. In fact, they're running this morning. This is Sunday, so they're actually getting that run in. We had the expo the past couple days, the Sports and Fitness Expo. See, what was it? It was the DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Sports and Fitness Expo that they do every year, which is what they set up so the runners can come and pick up their bibs and everything they need for the races. Had the 1 mile and 5 mile yesterday. Today's the 5 mile, the 5K, I believe 10K, half marathon and full marathon happening this morning. And then during the expo, they have a speaker series, which is sponsored by Mid-American, but they have a lot of great people in chatting. In fact, there was a guy in talking about these Alta shoes yesterday, which is kind of funny because they had a great deal, which you usually can get one when you're at little expos like that. And I needed tennis shoes. It wasn't I could use some. It's like, no, I'm needing new tennis shoes. So I actually picked up a couple pair and they were kind of giving me a hard time. But I'm like, hey, it's a great deal. But it's always a lot of fun, working with the guys. And I actually do a couple trivia sessions just to, give away free stuff and, bring a little excitement to it. And then had a wedding last night. So actually kind of a busy weekend. Had a wedding. Man, what I'm trying to think, it's been a few months ago, but I think I had another one earlier this year. And then do have another one coming up. Of course, Chris Kindle Market, which is a great outdoor, like open-air Christmas market, basically. It's a European thing, which will be also happening again this year. And that's the beginning of December, first weekend in December. So looking forward to that as well. But man, just so many things going on, so many changes happening, and also still dealing with lots of frustration. We seem to be dealing with frustration a lot. And how do you do that? What is your best way? I mean, I heard about that over the last couple days, of that frustration for the runners getting out there. But in a lot of ways, it's not just when you're running and doing it that way, but it's even as you're dealing with life and trying to get to that next step, to be that better person, to really get to that next level in life, in that next position in your job, when you're trying to really advance and be better for you, be better for your family. But it's not easy. There's work that needs to be done to it. It's not going to just be handed to you, though we seem to have a lot of attitudes around that people think that it should be. We've heard that thrown around a lot, the whole entitlement attitude. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, wouldn't it be nice that here's your plan and it's already, decided for you? Kind of reminds me of Hunger Games. Did you ever watch that? I finally did. I think it was last year. Finally made it through and watched the three movies. But I mean, here's what it is. You're born and you have a plan. You have no choice that you can make for yourself. There is no free will. You make the decision. You do not make the decision. Now, there's argument there that, is there really free will, that something's making a decision for you, but you think you're making the decision? But either way, that's more in your face when you have a government. We're talking something tangible looking at you, basically saying, this is what you're going to do. Here's how you're going to run your life. There's no different way of doing this. There are no decisions that can be made for yourself. And I'll be honest, for me, I don't know that I could deal with that. I know I couldn't, because my brain is just, it's too out there. It's too far gone. I don't know that that's the right way, but it's always thinking. It's that creative bone that I'm always trying to work, and probably why I ended up where I am, being in radio all these years. or at least attempting to be, one way or the other. It's been a battle, I can tell you that. To learn what I know, to understand what I know, to try and be better, to do better, to be the best that I can be. Of course, there's always room to grow, because you can always be better. Which means, how dedicated are you to be that best person? How dedicated are you to life? How dedicated are you to your job, your family? You know, trying to figure out that balance. And it's not always easy to figure out that balance, because we are in a world where, you know, it's not like we are bartering to buy things. No, we need cash. We need money to pay our bills. Life isn't free. Lights, gas, you know, the roof over your head. A lot different where we are now than where we were 100 years ago. And we have to try and figure out how to do that, to be able to do the best, to be the best, to really provide to what is needed for our family. Even if you're single, you still have to pay for that. Otherwise, you're on the street, you're homeless. We're looking at Ephesians 4 today. It says, I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascends on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does that mean? But that he had also ascended into the lower regions, the earth. He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may not no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, but by cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes, rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, for whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now, this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart, that they have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greed, to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were talking in him, taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, letting each of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather, let him labor, doing honest work with his hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4. Lots of information to really glean through that. But it really comes home there in those last few verses. Not being angry. And we see lots of anger today. Annoyance, frustration. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. How many times do you go to bed at night and you're not able to actually get a great night's sleep because you're just so worked up, you're riled up from that day, from what's happening around us. You're giving in to what the world is shoveling your way. And there's a lot being shoveled at us right now. And I've said this before, this is our time that it's being shoveled at us. I mean, I think every generation has something that's happened in their life that they've had to deal with. I'm not saying this is any worse than anything else. But as you go through history, something has happened, from a war, a pandemic, something, a plague, that has had to be dealt with through a generation. And how do you go about dealing with that? It says, no corrupt talk come out of your mouth, but only such as in good for building up. And how much building up have we heard lately from anyone? The press? Those around us? No, we're hearing more dissension, more arguments, more fear, beating one another, coming head to head with each other. Being told we're not smart enough to understand what we need. To me, when someone acts the way they do right now, and I'll just say through the mandates, agree or disagree, you're telling me I have no clue. Personally, I do not agree with the mandates. That's just me. But personally, at the same time, if I'm having a conversation with you, because we are talking vaccine at this point, if you feel you need it, you need to do it. But also, it's a personal decision. If you feel that you do not need to get the vaccine, you shouldn't be forced. Because again, we hear this a lot, my body, my choice. I've heard so many stories, we hear a lot, follow the science. Okay. I kind of remember science class. And science is, there's some man-made pieces, like the vaccine. There's some natural immunity, if you have a strong immune system. It's interesting, because I was having a conversation this last week about this with somebody, and we were talking about the mandate, and then they were trying to you know, compare the mandate to laws, like driving a car. Driving a car, there's rules. There's things you need to do, like stopping at a stop sign. Okay, well, I don't have a right to drive a car. Driving a car is a privilege. That privilege can be taken away. You know, we don't hear in our world that you have a privilege to work, you have a right to work. No, it could still be taken away, but you still have the right to get another job if you lose the job that you have. Now, hopefully you're doing what you need to do to be that best worker that you can be, that you can get another job. And you're not messing that up, like messing up your credit, because you're making very poor financial decisions to where you're not able to get loans or, you know, even being able to rent a house because you've made so many bad decisions. We hear this too, that I have a right to live. It's not a privilege. If it's a privilege, that means my life can be taken away from me at any given time. I have no right to be on this planet. It can just end. Funny thing is, that is true. I could walk out my door and who knows what could happen to me. Car accident, die. Shooting, for whatever reason, die. Maybe not taking care of myself very well and have a heart attack and die. Or maybe taking care of myself too much, you know, over-exercising. And then again, my heart or something in my life gives up. Lots of things to really balance and figure out. But see, rather than trying to have a conversation, this has turned into my way or the highway. It's turned into, we need to be argumentative, because if you don't do this, you don't care. If you don't do this, then you do not love anyone. You are just selfish. You're thinking of no one else. I can't 100% agree with that. There's certain things that does come true to, but there's certain things that does not come true to. See, again, we need to love one another. Again, that's what we talked about. Like I said, the bottom part of this. Let all the bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away. All malice. Are we seeing that? Are we seeing kindness? Are we seeing tenderhearted? Are we seeing forgiveness? Are we seeing love? Are we seeing that encouragement, that motivation, that uplifting spirit to really reach out to people to help them be the best that they can be? Or are they being knocked down and kicked while they're on the ground, which we see that way too often? And I'll be honest, it does not matter who you are, where you come from, it happens. Sometimes from your own, sometimes from people outside of your circle. How are you going to react to that? See, again, I just said you. It's a personal decision. How am I going to react to that? Individual, personal. I have to make that choice. I am not being told how to react when someone does something to me. I choose. You lose a job. You choose your reaction. Are you going to make a spectacle out of it? Or quietly just move on? See, with radio, that happens a lot. Right now, there are things happening. Some media companies have gone with the vaccine mandate, and many have chosen not to follow the mandate. I mean, personally, even if to get the vaccine, it's none of your business because to me, if I want to tell you, I want to tell you. But don't tell me I have to give you proof because, again, that is privacy, personal information. I mean, if I want to talk to somebody and tell somebody, that's on me. I mean, now all of a sudden, you have no choice again. You have to do this. If you do not do this, then you are basically a leper. We are going to push you aside because you do not matter because of a choice that you made. Again, through history, there's been people treated improperly. But it wasn't because of a choice that they've made. Some have been that way. Some, it's just because where they're from. But again, you have a choice. How will you react? What will you do to be better? To not fall into the stereotype. Isn't it funny that no matter what happens, it still comes down to me? What am I going to do? I don't want the responsibility. Just tell me. No, don't. Because that's probably not going to work out either. I mentioned last week, taking the Stan Lee phrase from Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. With knowledge comes great responsibility. With choice comes great responsibility. Yeah, that free will, that freedom of choice, that comes with great responsibility. And you have to be aware, you have to be careful. How you're doing that, how you're making that decision, because it can affect you, but your decision, depending on what it is, could affect others. Attitude, something at work, home. You have to be logical, unfortunately. Now you can use emotion to help make that decision. But there needs to be the logical side of your brain to really make that, to understand that, of how to decide. It's, again, not easy. I have days that my hands, I just want no. But maybe that's also telling you when you need a break. You need to step away for a minute and then come back. It's why they have what they call vacations, weekends. But sometimes you lose those. You don't get them because you're not able to, you can't afford to take a vacation. You are taking the weekend to work another job because you're not making enough at the job that you're working to support your family to do what you need. I mean, I know looking at what I make at my job and what I need to be responsible for, that does not always compute month to month. Right now it's you're thinking about the roof, you're thinking about a gutter that's falling off the house, or something went wrong with your car. Nothing is getting cheaper. And over this last year, really nothing is getting cheaper, and we're still falling into shortages for many different reasons. Frustrating. Where are you going to go from here? What choice are you going to make? How are you going to treat the person next to you? How are you going to talk to them? How are you going to help them be better? How are you going to be better? It's always that great question. Being better today than I was yesterday, being better tomorrow than I am today. Ephesians 4. Always, I say, read it. Read it for you. Because we all have to improve. That's the only way you'll get better is by improving, by learning more. We have a right for that too. We have an obligation for that. If you enjoyed this, be sure to share it with others on social media. Thank you so much for listening. And you can also give me a rating on your favorite platform that you're listening to this program. And I appreciate that. You can follow me on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, My Buddy Jimmy. Otherwise, My Buddy Jimmy on YouTube. Thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at SpinalTuning.com.
Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon. Catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.